This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
What a pleasure to be spending this morning together with Amanda Cook, who's coming to South Africa. Amanda, great having you along. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, Canadian living in LA. Is it all about the music that made your trip down there?
No, actually. Well, also, it's funny. I have relocated to Tennessee, but I have been in LA for the last 5 years, and this is very fresh and new. LA, I lived there because I loved it there, and I still do. I loved the weather, and I love the West Coast. And now I've relocated to a new adventure, which is fun.
How are your house plants doing?
Oh my gosh. Well, I gave them all away. So God bless and Godspeed. I hope my friends can keep them alive. When I moved, I was like, can you take this from me?
We mentioned in the beginning, you're coming to South Africa. We're excited. September is actually a really cool month for us here in South Africa because we're getting an influx of some top international performers. And we're really excited to have you. Most people will probably know you from having been with Bethel. And there's that song that you wrote, You Make Me Brave. We went through a real tough patch as a family back when you released that song. And we played that song over and over in our cars and in our home. When the song would end, we would just restart it, and that carried us through. I don't know if you've heard other stories from people around the world that that song has meant so much to those people.
That's really kind and really sweet. And I love art for that reason, because it's just, I guess we all partake in this kind of mysterious thing, you know, being the generosity of artistry. And I don't know, it's always astounding to me. That's wild. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and you never know how far your music reaches. You had no idea there was this family in South Africa whose lives were being spiritually realigned because of the music you were making. I mean, that's profound in itself.
Yeah, that's wild. It's a very humbling thing for all, I think, any artist to be part of something like that. And I'm impacted by other people's music and art like that too. So it feels like I get to be part of this field or of work that, I don't know. I think artists too, like, we can kind of just squirrel away and get really stuck in our heads. At least I do. And I can forget that, that the art actually has found people and become like a companion or a friend to people. And I just love hearing that. So thanks.
Amanda, you're coming to South Africa, in September. Ever been here before?
I have. And I loved it. And I'm excited to be back.
Most of our listeners here in the Cape Town area. So Saturday, the 20th of September at Hillsong in Century City. For our Gauteng listeners, the previous day, Friday the 19th at New Life Church, that's in Bryanston. And Sunday, the 21st of September, out at the Junction, that's in Kloof in KZN. What can we expect when you're on stage here in South Africa, Amanda?
Oh my gosh. music.
Well, that's good.
Is that a good enough answer? Music? Yeah. We're going to play some music and set a tone and set a scene for people to have their own experiences and soundtrack experience. That's my goal whenever I make music.
I've noticed you're being brought over by healingtoliving.org, and there was something that struck me. A lot of the work they do at Healing to Living, it's really about bringing people together and let music or conversation really speak to people's souls and bring about that healing. Is that something that you take quite seriously in your music? Like I shared my story, the music that hits people hard and brings about change?
I think so. I think probably, though, I would say I'm the most primitive version of that as far as like writing. I think that the comedy and the sweetness of art is that I end up writing things for my own sake and sanity to try to find clarity, and then finding out that maybe it can be that for other people too is always like a delight to realize, like, oh, maybe this is something that could actually serve other people's clarity and sanity. So I love when that connects. I love when that circuitry feels complete and other people feedback that it actually, yeah, that song or that thought or that poem or that thing is doing what it's meant to do in the world.
The music that you've created through the years in collaboration, I know we spoke about Bethel. I mean, you've worked with Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music. I mean, these collaborations, and but to be able to spend time with those artists to release music that reaches out all around the world, that seems to be something you enjoy doing, those collaborations.
I love collaborations. I love a collaborative artistic effort. I think it's stunning. And I think that's where the tension of art makes people. Like it's this relationship piece of like when you're chipping away at something, it reveals things. It reveals like insecurities and ego, and they get to have you get to work those things out together in community. Like to me, the projects always reveal themselves through people, and people are always the point. So when you find the people to collaborate with, the project is there. It's a matter of now getting into the workshop or the studio or the space where like we just get to work, and work is fulfilling in and of itself. And along the way, hopefully, my hope would be they become better versions of ourselves by allowing the people who are working on the project with us to impact us in such a way that it causes the right kind of creative tension for us to confront the things that are holding us back. That's what art always does for me within collaboration, for sure.
I'm really struck by something having this conversation with you, Amanda, is you seldom use just the word music. You're always referring to art so often. Is that how you see it?
That's really interesting. I've never had anyone really point that out to me. I think so. I think music is the form that I've spent the most time in, and it's the one that feels intuitive to me, and I love it. I feel like I will engage with music and make music probably till I die. But I think I like to think about art as I think because I hyperfixate on things. When I think about a bigger term like art, it includes all these other modalities and mediums and ways of communicating a concept that I especially love too. I love like making an idea into a thing. And I think with the music, this is what I struggle with. With music, it feels often like air, like, because it is. It's like air. We're working with air. It's
Wow.
wild. And it's amazing. And vibration and all those things. And it's a sonic space that really moves the heart, which is incredible. I also love, going to art galleries, and I love my friends who paint and write poetry and carve and build. And I love sitting in a room with different kinds of artists and expanding my worldview by seeing through their perspectives. And even yesterday, we had a at the studio with one of my co-producers. One of my friends, who's an incredible tattoo artist, came over and did some art pieces for us, some tattoo pieces for us. And I played the piano in the corner while that was happening. And it just felt like this. I love the collaborations that almost feel like opposite worlds, as if they would never meet except through the alchemy of people, right? And it expands my worldview. One of my mentors, his name is Mako Fujimura, and he has incredible literature about this. He's written several books, and there's one called Art and Faith that's really stunning. All of them are stunning. He's a painter, and I love his process. It's so singular, and it's very specific, and it's in solitude. When I look at his paintings, I hear melodies and music. And so I think I like to think about the broader picture of artistry and not just get this probably just for me that I just don't want to get stuck in my own experience. I want to stay open to being impacted and affected by all kinds of beauty and all kinds of art in the world, and then put it through my process. Basically, I feel like my music is a response to the impact of those things, like going to an art gallery and staring at a painting or reading poetry or reading a book, reading someone else's thoughts that like gave me clarity and sanity. And then music ends up feeling like a thank you. Like it's my way of saying thank you without being like a creepy fan. I'm just kidding. But it's kind of like my fandom, I guess, of all those thoughts and thought leaders and things that have impacted me and changed my life. So then it's like I just want to offer my version of a thank you to the big field of artistry that exists in the world.
That is what a beautiful response. Now, Amanda, I asked you a few minutes earlier, just as we close, what can people expect when you come to South Africa? And you said music. And I've got an idea. You actually just answered my question, because I think what people can expect based on what you've just, something deep, something intentional, something impactful, and something
I
transformational.
love that.
And so I think now we know exactly what we're in for, because we've seen had a glimpse into the psyche of Amanda Lindsay Cook. I like that.
Thank you. That is a really great reframe. I love that. I love this conversation. So fun.
So now we're really looking forward to having you. And September is just around the corner. Amanda, thanks so much for hanging out with me. We look forward to having you in South Africa 19, 20, and 21 September. And you're satisfying all of us across the country. Usually the Capetonians and the people up in Gauteng and Joburg have all the fun, and the Durban folk miss out, but you're going to be in Kloof. So I think they're going to be happy to
So
have you
good.
there as well. So we look forward to
So
having you.
thank you, Brad. Thank you so much for your time.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.